as far as I can tell, the numbers from last quarter are not indicative of where I want to take our investment strategy. Hold on, Lindsay. Go away. I'm busy. Yeah, sorry about that. Let's circle back with Tony and Ming later today. Go away! Yeah, Lindsay, set up a meeting for tomorrow at Niku. I'll be back in San Francisco by tonight. Uh-huh, yep. Thanks. Coming. Christ.
You took your time.
India, now isn't a good time.
I need to talk to you.
I'm working.
You don't need to work.
India, I don't have time for your antics. If you have something to say, call my office or talk to my assistant. I have a ton of calls to make before I meet Lisa for lunch.
It's always about you. You never have time for me, the mother of your daughter.
I'm some mother.
Eli.
India, I don't have time for your little games.
Eli, you're the only person who has ever really understood me.
India.
Not even my family understands me. The reason I left the estate to come see you at your hotel suite is because I think you and I could be something one day. I miss you.
You know we can never be a couple.
We can be.
It's impossible.
It's not.
It is. It's impossibly complicated, and you know it. Look, I don't have time for this, India. Go back to the Montgomery estate. I'll call you when I get home.
The last time we were together, we had a nice talk at the estate.
I told you no then, and I meant it.
If we can't be a couple, we can still form a family together.
We are a family. You haven't seen our daughter in 3 years. 3 years, India. You think sending birthday cards and gifts is a panacea for all of your failings as a mother?
I am a good mother. I pay child support.
Mm-hmm. Only because the judge ruled against you and nearly stripped you of your right to Farron. Please go, India.
Listen to me, Eli. I know I've made a lot of mistakes, but most of them weren't my fault. If it weren't for my parents, my brothers, and everyone else, we could be happy. Despite everything, you make me happy. I know I haven't always showed it, but I think you and Farron could make me happy. Let's have another baby. It will be good for us.
I'd love for Farron to have a sibling. But I will not have another child with you. The damage you've done to Farron will take years to unravel.
That is not true.
It is. We both know it.
I tried my best.
You never tried your best. You neglected Farron.
Stop.
You've ignored her.
Stop.
You've never given her the time of
stop.
Day that you know you should.
Eli, please, stop! I know what I've done is wrong, I know, but you also know that it's not my fault.
It never is with you, India. Look, I'm sorry. Let's talk in a week or so when cooler heads prevail.
No. I want to talk about us having another child now.
Why do you refuse to take no for an answer?
Eli, I want to have a future with you. I want you. I thought you wanted me.
I have. I've wanted you for years.
Then let's make our future a reality.
The problem is you.
Me?
It's your obsession with Connor.
Eli.
Your obsession with him has always stood in the way of everything else in your life. You know it has, India.
You know what he did to me.
I'm not getting into this again, India.
Eli, I want to be with you. But Connor, he does something to me.
If you loved me, if you loved Farron, you would do everything in your power to stop your unhealthy attachment to that man.
It's not like that. Connor and I, we have a bond. We always have.
He's gay, India.
He is not. Connor is not what people think, Eli. He's not. I know no one believes me, okay, but he is not gay.
Do you even hear yourself right now? Connor is going to marry your brother.
Stop.
It's a fact.
That is a lie.
God, India, you have to let this go. Yeah, ever since I met you, you've been obsessed with Connor. He's never returned your affection.
He doesn't love Billy.
India, enough. There's nothing you can do to make Connor love you. Nothing.
You don't know that.
I do. I also know that until you come to grips with the fact that Connor has never loved you, there will never be a chance in hell for us.
Can I have the last of your sandwich?
No.
Connor?
You eat like a beast. I'll never understand it.
I went riding this morning, and I swam 2 miles. Leave me alone and give me that sandwich. This is so good. Okay, back to the seating chart.
Oh, why? Let's go upstairs. I want to be inside of you.
Later. That's going to be a problem. The wedding planner put India next to Sheila Davenport.
Let's not talk about your sister. It's not Sheila's fault. India is a monster.
I know, but it's going to be difficult to put her at a table when most of the Davenports and half of Kingsport can't stand her.
I wish she weren't invited to our wedding, Will. After everything she's done to me, she should have the good sense to go to Tahiti until we get back from our honeymoon.
Inviting her wasn't my idea, Connor. My parents insisted.
It's not their wedding. Allison and Charles need to mind their damn business.
If my sister isn't there, it will feed the rumors that she and I hate each other.
You do hate each other.
The rest of the world doesn't need to know that. As long as my parents and Warren are there, she'll be on her best behavior. The terrifying side of her only comes out when we're alone. Like that time she started a fire in one of the guest cottages on the estate with me locked inside.
What a nut.
But her daughter is a flower girl, so we'll have to muddle through.
Speaking of flower girls, I hope Warren can convince Jill to allow their daughters to be a part of the wedding party.
I don't know if Warren has the power to make Jill do anything. I still don't understand why he married her in the first place.
Will.
She's not like my family. The Stanhopes are ultra-conservative, and their beliefs are really casting a pall over our wedding. Jill even threatened not to come to our wedding unless Warren gave her $500,000.
You're kidding!
She's that bad, Connor.
Wow. Why don't you ask Charles and Allison to speak to Warren and Jill? That may make all the difference.
They have. Warren told me. According to him, Jill doesn't want their daughters photographed or associated with a gay wedding.
I've always known Jill to be a little odd, but that's just weird.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Will, I think we should do without the hoopla of having a big wedding party. Our wedding day should be about us, not your crazy sister or homophobic sister-in-law.
Sometimes I think it would be wonderful just to run off and get married.
We should.
I can't. I'm a Montgomery heir. My mother would never forgive me if we had a courthouse wedding. I'm already spending nearly $1 million to ensure our wedding meets her standards.
If Allison wants to have a $1 million wedding, she should pay for it. 1 second.
I'm paying for the wedding, and you're paying for the honeymoon. That's our deal.
We can split the cost of the courthouse wedding. $40 each.
Hi, Dad. No, I haven't heard from Warren. Dad, can we talk later? Emma Connors. I can come by your office if you want me to sign that deed. I don't know, a few hours? Or I'll see you at the estate. Okay. Bye, Dad. Who's at the door?
Huh? Oh, it was someone from my attorney's office.
You've been served!
Actually. Will, tell me why your attorney just sent me a prenup.
You've told so many lies and done so many outrageous things that it's hard to know what's true, India.
Not everything is my fault. Connor Windsor is a very bad man.
Then why are you obsessed with him, India?
I don't know. I know that the way I go about trying to get Connor is all wrong, but I want him. It's not healthy, but it's not my fault, Eli, okay? He's the one who plays games with me. Game after game. It's not just the games, but it's my mental health, too.
You've never said anything
about No one that. Listens to me. I know what I've been like in the past, but I've always told the truth about Connor. People think I'm obsessed with him. It's not obsession. It's It's something more insidious. He would always say he loves me, Eli. Always. There were nights he'd sneak into my room where I lived off the Montgomery estate while I was sleeping and just start having sex with me. He always said I wanted it. He'd say I'd call him and ask for it. I never remember doing that, Eli. Anytime I'd try to be close to him, okay, he would push me away, shun me. When no one was looking, he'd whisper the dirtiest things in my ear. He'd tell me he couldn't live without me, how he wanted me to meet him for dinner. That was his favorite game. He'd invite me to dinner, but then set up a dinner with someone else half an hour earlier and scream that I was stalking him. And then, when no one was around, he'd proclaim his love for me. 10 years, Eli. I mean, he's been playing these games with me for 10 years. How would you react?
India, I didn't know.
Yeah, Connor made sure no one would believe me.
I wish you would have told me sooner.
It's hard to be honest when everyone thinks you're a liar and a lunatic.
You need to tell Charles and Allison.
I've told my parents. They never believe me because of the things that I've done in the past. My family thinks that I'm a psychotic woman who can't stand the fact that Billy is marrying Connor. Eli, I just want to be happy. Connor has taken enough years from me. I want to be happy with you. With Farron. And with a new little member to our family.
India.
Please, Eli, do this for me.
Will, tell me why your attorney just sent me a prenup.
Let me see that. Oh.
Oh? What does that mean?
It was sent from our family office. One of the lawyers must have drawn it up.
Oh, you and your damn family.
Hey, that's not fair. I had nothing to do with this, Connor.
Yeah, right.
I'm telling you the truth.
You had to know about this. Isn't this what the Montgomerys do, Will? They protect their money and businesses at all costs.
That's not fair, Connor.
It's true.
Warren had a prenup when he married Jill. It's not a big deal.
It's a huge deal, Will. Massive, in fact. I always knew your family didn't trust me.
They do.
They don't. They never have. They always see the worst in me. I'm a renowned surgeon at one of the best hospitals in the country, and I'm still not good enough for the Montgomerys.
You're being ridiculous.
Am I? I bet this is because of India. Your sister has been causing problems for me over the last 10 years, and now, just as I'm about to marry you, I get a freaking prenup?
Connor, what do you want me to do?
Talk to your dad.
Connor.
I'm serious. If you didn't have this prenup drawn up, then I'm pretty sure Charles Montgomery IV is behind it.
Even if my dad ordered a prenup to be drawn up, it's kind of the way things are done with billionaires and their kids.
Don't talk down to me. I graduated first in my class from med school.
Connor, I don't think this has anything to do with India. It's just bad timing.
Your sister should leave town. We haven't had a moment's peace since she decided to come back to Kingsport. She should have stayed in Paris.
I can't get rid of her.
India has always been a problem, and now your family's trying to punish me. They're trying to undermine our marriage before it has even begun. I'm sick of these passive-aggressive attacks from your family, Will. They have to stop.
I'll speak to India. If she won't listen to me, I'll ask my dad to speak to her.
You need to tell your dad to call off his goons regarding this prenup.
Ripping up the prenup won't do any good.
Are you admitting that you're behind it?
No! I have a lot of assets. Some I control, some which are in trusts or shares in corporations. There are so many, I don't even know how much I'm worth. But it's a lot of money.
You should stop bragging.
You need to understand that you're not marrying some guy whose only claim to wealth is his house and a pension. Some of the assets in my trust have been in my family for 3 centuries. I'm just the steward of them. I can enjoy the income, but I don't own them. Not really. Connor, none of this is a big deal. You have a trust from your family?
It's insignificant compared to yours.
Between your salary from the hospital and the income from my trusts, we'll be fine. Signing the prenup won't change our day-to-day life.
It could.
Things won't change unless you think we're going to get a divorce. Then all this is moot.
It's all fine in theory. I guess something else is bothering me.
What?
I'm beginning to wonder if you really love me, Will.
That's ridiculous.
I know. I know. I think I know a way where we can both get what we want. If you trust me.
Sorry I'm late, Lisa.
You could have called. You're lucky I always carry a book.
I know. I'm sorry.
Stop apologizing. It's lunch. I've ordered us two Manhattans. They should be here shortly.
Thanks. You're the best.
How's everything in San Francisco?
Huh? Everything's fine.
All right. What's wrong with you?
I'm fine.
I'm your sister. I know enough about you to know when you're not yourself. You haven't mentioned Davenport Technology once. That's how I know something is wrong. We're fine for now. Cheers, Eli.
India came to my room.
I'm surprised India ventured off the Montgomery estate. The whole town should be worried with her on the loose.
You're not wrong.
You and India have a daughter together, so her seeing you isn't the oddest thing in the world.
Everything with India is always loaded. She's a mystery wrapped inside a riddle, dipped in platinum and bound in iron. Anytime I think I know what she's going to do, I'm always wrong.
That's because India Montgomery has never done a selfish deed in her entire life. She's a professional at being miserable.
It's not all her fault.
Eli, dear brother, I love you, but I don't want to spend our luncheon talking about India Montgomery. I really can't stand her.
You could be kinder. Hey, don't roll your eyes.
I don't want to talk about that woman.
I think she's more damaged than we know, Lisa.
Tell Charles and Allison. They can buy Betty Ford if she needs a therapist.
Lisa, I have no one else to talk to, so just cut me some slack, okay?
You have a vested interest in India's well-being because she's the mother of your child. I, on the other hand, do not. India is a self-centered heiress who thinks the world is hers as well as all the people in it. Eli, at some point, you're going to have to see India for who she is, not who she tells you she wants to be.
I want to protect her from herself.
If she won't seek professional help, that's not a good idea. You should be more concerned with keeping her away from Theron and from you.
Lisa, I get where you're coming from, but my tragic flaw is that I've always loved India. Always.
That is a tragic flaw.
But after seeing her in my suite, I'm beginning to see that my love for her isn't enough. Especially now that she wants us to have another child.
She what? Eli, please tell me you're lying.
Okay. Sam, if it's all right with the trainer, send those horses down to Florida until they're in fighting shape. I'll be at the Polo Club tomorrow. If you have any other questions, just email me. Bye. Sorry about that, Connor.
I thought hearing about how we can finally be happy was worth more than talking about horses with the Polo Club.
Both things make me happy.
We have to start putting each other first, Will. I think we need to take a stand against our families.
How?
You don't need to spend $1 million on our wedding. It's insane.
It's what things cost, Connor. Flowers, staff, musicians, food, transportation, gifts, performers. It all adds up.
Let's add it up to zero. Let's do something simple. Something quiet. Something which reflects on who we are. Dr. Connor Windsor and William Montgomery.
That sounds very quaint.
It's charming.
Whimsical, even.
Will, I'm serious. Let's elope. Let's do it tonight.
Sorry about that, Lisa. I really have to get back to San Francisco.
It's all right. Actually, I should get to the country club and pick up Oliver.
Thanks for listening to me go on about India.
Eli, I hate to interfere, but please don't make any rash decision where India is concerned. You're already tied to her for the rest of your life because of your daughter. Don't add another child to this toxic situation.
I get where you're coming from. I do. It's just, India isn't all bad. She's severely misunderstood.
If Charles and Allison Montgomery can't understand their daughter, there's little luck for the rest of us.
My car's here. I have to go. Thanks for listening, Lisa. We'll talk soon.
Oh, waiter, here's the bill. No change necessary. Thank you.
Hello, Lisa.
India, I should have known you'd be lurking in the shadows.
I need to speak with you. It's very important.
India, I don't have time for you. I have to pick up my son.
It won't take very long.
Please, Lisa.
You have 5 minutes.
I'm trying to move past Connor in order to form a stronger bond with Farron and Eli.
I know. Eli told me.
Lisa, you just have
Let me save you some time, India. I will not encourage my brother to have another child with you. You're a horrible mother to Farron. You're mean, selfish, and conniving. I think you should focus on the maelstrom that is your life instead of trying to insinuate yourself into Eli and Farron's lives. They're happier without you.
You are a high and haughty bitch.
Now hang on, India, don't
you? You can't call me mean, selfish, and conniving and get away with it. You don't know half the crap that I've been through, Lisa. Just because I am who I am doesn't mean that I don't have problems.
You'd have fewer problems if you stopped chasing Dr. Connor Windsor. The man doesn't love you.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Maybe I don't. But I do know that your obsession, or whatever it is, with Connor has ruined your life and Farron's.
Connor loves me.
He's engaged to your brother.
He'll never marry Billy.
I give up. When you realize that Connor will never love you, maybe you could be happy. Until then, I think the best thing you could do is forget about having another child with Eli. Leave him alone. Leave Farron alone. Leave Connor alone. For the love of God, India, just leave everyone alone. Goodbye.
She doesn't know what she's talking about. I will have Eli and Farron and a new baby. And I'll also have Connor. I will.
So, what do you say, Will?
I don't know.
It's easy. Order up one of the Montgomery jets and we can get hitched tonight.
I was joking about eloping.
I'm not.
I was. Connor, I don't want to run off in the middle of the night to get married.
You were just complaining about the flower girl drama and the cost of the wedding.
I was venting. That's allowed.
We should be able to get married without all the fuss, Will. Come on, let's just go and get married already.
Connor.
Just say yes.
Connor, it's not that easy.
Either you want to marry me or you don't, Will. It's an easy question.
I don't understand why you want to run off and get married all of a sudden. You've never even mentioned eloping until... You were perfectly fine with our wedding plans before you received the prenuptial agreement.
That's not true.
Either you're trying to dodge the prenup or you'll sign it and go along with our wedding as planned. Which is it, Connor?